what is the difference between Medicaid and Medicare? The major difference is that Medicare is an earned entitlement, while Medicaid is a means-tested entitlement. Working 10 years and paying payroll taxes qualify you for Medicare's hospitalization insurance without having to pay out-of-pocket premiums. The right to hospitalization, as well as enrollment in Medicare Parts B and D, physicians and pharmaceuticals, is yours regardless of your income. Billionaires get free hospitalization along with the rest of us just by virtue of having paid the payroll tax. Because of this fact, people who receive Medicare, this also applies to Social Security pensions, believe they've paid for it with their taxes and are not, therefore, receiving welfare. To receive Medicaid, you have to prove you need it by having incomes near or below the poverty level. The income cutoff depends on the state, but is usually close to the federally defined poverty line of $24,000 for a family of four. States like New York that accepted the Medicaid expansion as part of the Affordable Care Act permit families of four with incomes of $33,000 to sign up. Anyone with a higher income is ineligible. Medicaid is financed out of general revenues, which leads people who pay these taxes to see Medicaid recipients as receiving welfare. So a false and dangerous belief is spawned. Medicare is earned. Medicaid is government-enforced charity. This leads too many people to support reductions in Medicaid while at the same time demanding that the government keep its hands off Medicare. Well, the Ryan majority in the House of Representatives has figured out how to gut the Affordable Care Act, cut back sharply on Medicaid. But your Medicare is not financed by the payroll taxes you paid over your working life. Your payroll taxes paid for recipients while you were working, and when you turn 65, the current working generation will pay your medical expenses. Medicaid recipients rely on taxpayers to finance their health care purchases as well. This is as it should be. The concept of social insurance is one where everyone pays and everyone is entitled to the benefits when they are in need. That is what a decent society looks like. Over my working career, I've paid taxes that have gone to pay unemployment compensation to the unemployed, benefits for those on Social Security disability, and medical expenses for those poor enough to qualify for Medicaid. I am fortunate that so far I've not had to avail myself of those social insurance benefits. But I've not been harmed because I never collected these benefits. I was glad to be living in a society with a system of social insurance in case I ever needed it. A good system of social insurance has everyone paying and everyone potentially able to collect should they need it. Whether it be living long enough to collect a Social Security pension or being poor enough to qualify for Medicaid. The Trump plan takes advantage of the belief that people on Medicaid are undeserving, unlike seniors who have Medicare and Social Security. Trump's plan promises to replace the guarantees of Medicaid with a block grant and guaranteed health insurance with a medical savings account. The Congressional Budget Office made it clear that if Trump Care passes Congress, 24 million people will lose health insurance or voluntarily refuse to enroll, leaving those insured with rapidly escalating premiums. The total number of uninsured will actually be higher than before the enactment of the Affordable Care Act. Trump's plan abandons people who in the past 3 years have finally gotten access to health insurance. This is without a doubt a dangerous rupture of the solidarity that is the hallmark of a decent, civilized society. We must resist this.